Yes, indeed. We are awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you may have. You can make it either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Kind of a busy weekend here. I shouldn't say right here where I'm standing. But Minnesota, the fishing opener today, Mother's Day tomorrow. Have you been out? I know you've been busy. Wasn't there a kind of a graduation in your life?
Yeah, you know, that's why we had the replay last week. I was at my son's college graduation. He went to Emmanuel College in Georgia. And so he's home now and trying to figure out his next steps, looking at a couple of different job opportunities. And currently my wife and daughter are somewhere in about middle of North Dakota on their way home. She's going to college in Helena, Montana, and so they're on their way back. I've been home taking care of some yard work and doing a couple of fix-it items around the house and getting ready for Mother's Day myself tomorrow.
Probably chasing your dogs around too, eh?
Yeah, you know, they're both up in age, so they tend to sleep most of most of the day. I would be willing to bet that out of 24 hours in a given day, 18 of it is spent sleeping, especially for the big one. That Dane, he's, I think, 12 now, which is pretty old for a Great Dane.
It is. Great to have him, though. I was thinking about a text that came in. Actually, it was last week when we had our repeat show. About shingles, and I thought it was a good question because the text, I don't have it in front of me, but basically was asking, he or she saw an ad, a TV commercial, I believe, about shingles, about roofing, and the ad mentioned a class 3 shingle, and I know you've talked about class 4 shingles. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can get a definition of what's going on, what's the difference, what do they mean?
You know, there's been some, the way I understand it, there's been some self-governing on the in the testing done to for class 3. When it comes to hail-proofing a house, not necessarily hail-proofing, but giving you the best chance to withstand a good amount of hail, I would lean and take a hard look at class 4 shingles. In fact, manufacturing rep I was talking to earlier this week is having a best practices meeting coming up. It's next week. Unfortunately, I'll be out of town at a remodeling conference in Austin about technology and remodeling. So that should be pretty interesting. I'll let you know what I find out. It's a lot's changed in our world and what we can do with customers when we look at homes even in the last 8 months. So I'm excited to see what I learned there. But one of the things I told this manufacturing rep was if we all put a concerted effort collectively, and I don't, you know, think we need laws or rules to govern it, but the cost to go to a class 4 shingle from an ordinary shingle is not that great. And if we did a concerted effort to make that more the norm than the exception, I think we'd all be better off because nothing, what I don't want to see is people having to get a roof every 5 years. And if you choose the right shingle, and it might be a little bit more upfront, but in the long run, not having to replace your roof, you know, over a 20-year period versus having to do it a couple of times. I just have way too many customers where we're the second contractor in the last 5 years because of storm damage. And if we've inspected hundreds of homes now, Denny, with our class 4 shingle, both the Glenwood, the Grand Sequoia impact resistant, and the Armor Shield shingle, all of them have a very good track record when it comes to hail of big size, like over 2-inch hail. We've been able to find no damage, maybe some soft metal damage. There might be some other types of damage on the house, but usually our roofs can withstand the storms that we've been going through really since. You know, we have records going back to the 80s, Denny. There's some tornado damage, some wind damage that we see that we dealt with back then. But like 97, 98 is really when we started to see hail on the regular basis in our records. And it's just now, it's just something that seems like we're dealing with day in, day out. In fact, my own mother-in-law sent us a message. They live in Monticello, Minnesota. and their neighbor's getting a new roof from a storm, I think, from last August, and they had a storm chaser telling them they need a new roof, and she wanted to know if I knew it was a good company. I'm like, oh, Debbie, have you not? I mean, I know they listen to the radio show, Denny, but I mean, door knockers. I mean, even my own mother-in-law was wondering, hey, maybe, hey, you know, it's a free roof. But I'm telling you, when I run into people with having problems or the roof's done the wrong way, it's the ones that went with somebody that was just going around the neighborhood and trying to do it on the cheap. And on the cheap isn't something you want to do when it comes to home improvements. It's just not the route you want to take.
No, for sure. Here's our number, phone number and text number, 651-461-9226. Speaking of phones, let's grab a phone call. Andy, John is calling in from St. Paul this morning. Hi, John. What's your question for Andy?
Yes, Andy. I have leaf guard gutters. Love them. Have them for you know, 20 years.
Nice.
We had hail damage had a new roof put on by a reputable firm. The leaf guard gutters weren't taken off. They were left there, and they put the new roof on. And I noticed sometimes when it's raining, the water will come between the drip edge of the roof and the gutter, or soffit in the gutter, rather than going into the gutter. And it's not everywhere. It's just in a couple spots in the entire roof. And I know
come out and do a repair with you. But chances are, a couple things that we might want to talk about when we're out there. The leaf guard may or may not have been damaged by the same hail that they'll want to talk about when we're out there. The leaf guard may or may not have been damaged by the same hail that the roof was damaged on. And sometimes the roofers, reputable firms at all, will take the what they get for the leaf guard and try to upgrade the roof. But a lot of times, if you're not familiar with leaf guard, when you reinstall the roof, if you don't do the flashing and the drip edge together, then you're going to end up with the exact problem that you're having, where water can get in between the gutters and the fascia board. So the same principle in which leaf guard works, the principle of liquid adhesion, where water uses surface tension to curl around the hood and in, your shingles on a lighter rains sometimes will do the same thing. It'll curl around the shingle, and if there's a space that it can get through, it will. And sometimes it can create, if it gets into any of the wood, sometimes it gets behind the fascia and can sit there. And I've seen, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of damage of fascia board and rafter tail. So I would have us at least come out and inspect it. And if it's something that we can repair and do under warranty, we will. But if it's something else we have to talk about that's a different scope of work, we would be able to do that at the time as well. So you should have our contact information, I'm assuming, correct?
Yep. Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good. You know, as a, if you're handy, sometimes caulking can be a temporary fix if that makes you more comfortable. If you're thinking there's a lot of rain, and usually it's pretty obvious when you get up and you look at the top edge of the gutter, you can see the gap between the top lip and the fascia board. But you know, we are who we are because we stand behind our product always. And I would, if I were you, long term, have us come out and we'll adjust things and make sure you don't have to deal with that again.
Yeah, why don't I, as we head to this break, Andy, give the easy number to remember. If you want to get in touch with Linda's for whatever reason, other project you may have in mind, 844-9-LINDUS, LINDUS, 844-9-LINDUS. We're going to take this quick break. Be right back with more home improvement. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, by all means, phone it in or text it in. Our number for either 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, we're moving up to near 75 today. Could be 84 on Mother's Day tomorrow. Right now in CCO, 59 degrees. Stay with us. And a good Saturday morning to you. Denny Long back at it, our home improvement show. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction answering those particular questions. I was thinking, here we are still in the month of May, and when I had passed along the phone number for Lindis, I was thinking, wait a minute, we've got some deals to be had here on windows, leaf guard. What kind of deals can be had yet during this month, Andy?
You know, we have 75% off labor on the installation of Infinity Windows by Marvin, and 50% off labor on GAF asphalt roofing and leaf guard gutters. And Denny, this week we received our first samples, and they are a shrunk down version of what the GAF solar panel is, so it's a little bit easier to carry around, but it's to scale. So we are going to start being able to show people what we can do, and we're going to start putting numbers to it, actually, next week for people and showing people. I think we should, for the most part, outside of really shady areas, or maybe you just don't have a where we can put enough arrays in where we can get enough sun. But for the most part, we should be able to find a way to do a 4kW to a 12kW system that makes sense for people. And with the tax rebates that are available right now and knowing what we're paying for energy, I think we're going to be able to maybe net zero some people and at least get to that 50 to 75% of their total energy bill covered. So I'm pretty excited about it. And if you do have hail damage or type of storm damage and you're going through that, the math really, really starts to make sense for the upgrade to solar. And Minnesota is one of the better states to try to go through this with, and we're really excited to bring it forward. It's something that GAF has been working on for quite some time, and the people at GAF Energy, the more and more I meet them, the more and more I like the people that they have running it right now and what they're doing. I'm excited, and hats off to GAF, like they always are. They know how to innovate and to change the industry, and it's something that they're doing. They're always having, you know, testing, and they're getting their contractors involved on a regular basis like us, and this is generation 4 of this panel, and it's awesome, and it's always going to get better. But right now, Denny, it's if you're looking at getting a new roof, I would at least put numbers to it, and then you can know what's what, and we're pretty excited about it. We are.
Andy, I'm thinking about new listeners that have come to the show, and they had not heard you talk about that particular topic in previous shows. Maybe let's take a step back and you know, what are you talking about? You're talking about solar shingles, right?
We are. It's a complete roof system, and we will design there's a portion of the roofing that will be a solar shingle, and we'll design a system, and we'll be able to tell you exactly how much energy that it's going to output. In fact, Denny, and here's what no other solar company is going to do. One, the warranty covers everything, meaning most solar panels, the warranty covers the solar panel, meaning if an inverter goes out, you're going to have to try to, if the solar panel's doing what it says it's going to do, but you're not generating any power because your inverter's out. That's, you know, $2,000 to $4,000, depending on how many inverters you have. And that's going to be some out-of-pocket expense. That makes your payback go way farther back. And what GAF has done is we're going to design a system, and we're going to stand behind it. And we're going to have a expected output of energy. And all of the testing that I've seen done so far, and you can, anybody that wants to go online and read about it, there's a bunch of customers on Reddit, and you can go throughout the internet and read about it. And we're exceeding what our expected energy output is. And then we also have our guaranteed energy output. And every 5 years, if you don't meet that guarantee, GAF will pay the difference. So one way or the other, you're guaranteed X amount of kilowatts. And if you're not getting that, you will be reimbursed the difference. That's as strong as warranty as it gets in the industry when it comes to solar. And when it comes to cost per kilowatt, it's right in the ballpark. It might be a little bit more or maybe on the higher end of solar, but in the long run, for what you're getting, again, when it comes to home improvements, cheap isn't the route you want to take. And not necessarily has to be the most expensive, but let's try to find what's going to bring the most value. And out of all of the solar systems, Denny, we've been testing solar 20 years now.
Have you?
And And have you heard me talk about it on the radio, really, at all until recently?
Not till recently.
No. And it's because we haven't found a solution that we thought that would be a wide enough ranging use to our customer base where it makes sense, not only for from an ROI standpoint, from an aesthetic standpoint, from a warranty standpoint, and from a belief in the manufacturer standpoint. We're checking all the boxes. Remember, this is going to be a made in the USA product and installed here. We have a licensed electrician right here in Minnesota. So this is pretty exciting stuff that we're going to be doing our first install, hopefully sometime after the 1st of June.
Wow. So as you started to say earlier, if some folks are interested in that, they need a new roof, they had some roof damage or some, and can they just call Lindis and you know, get the ball rolling?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're taking estimates right now. Right now, if you call Lindis, chances are we'll be able to have somebody taking a look at your situation within a week, maybe 2 weeks, depending on your schedule and ours, and we'll be able to tell you more than likely that day what we can do and how we can do it and start the conversation.
Pretty exciting. Yeah. 844-9-LINDIS if you are interested. I know a lot of people will be. 844-9-LINDUS. Tell you what, before we break, let's grab a phone call, and then we'll look at that weather forecast. Catherine's calling in from Blaine this morning. Catherine, what's your question for Andy? Are you there, Catherine? I think Catherine...
Boy, we've spent some time in Blaine over the last few years. Boy, oh boy, that area of the world has had their fair share of storms.
Well, maybe Catherine will call back or we'll figure out what happened there. But nonetheless, you know what? Let's do this. Let's take a break. Have a look at that forecast. As I said, it's fishing open a weekend here in Minnesota. Mother's Day tomorrow. Don't forget Mom. And we'll be back with about another half hour of the show with Andy Lindis here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. We are here thanks to Lindis Construction every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, you can call it in. You can text it in. Just one number will get you either. 651-461-9226. Speaking of phones, Andy, I think Brock is calling in from Osseo this morning. Brock, you're on CCO with Andy. What is your question, please?
Good morning, gentlemen. Two questions, if I can get them in. First one, both myself and my son have homes that have extremely deteriorated windowsills, and I want to replace windows as well as the subframes, obviously necessary. Curiosity, ballpark figure on a standard average size window, what am I looking at cost-wise? And then secondly, I really am interested in the GAF stuff. I have a home over in Wisconsin, and I'm wondering how far your reach is as far as doing work and what, if you know of anything, our next-door neighbor Wisconsin has for programs with solar reimbursement and so forth, as you were talking about.
Well, two great questions. I will handle the second one first. Right now, GAF is working. We're in Wisconsin, by the way.
Just this side of the Dells, a little small town, Linden Station, about 230 miles from the Twin Cities.
Okay. Yeah, right now there's a holdup in the state of Wisconsin with licensing as a whole when it comes to electricians. So GAF until September when Wisconsin opens up the licensing again. And I have a couple of phone calls into some people I know at the state level that I'm trying to figure out why there's such a holdup and why they put a stop to the licensing. But there's until September. They're GAF with solars in a holding pattern. And that may change over the next couple of months. I don't know. You know, we're talking about the government, and so I can't predict that. But right now I'm told September. So right now in just Minnesota is where we're going to be doing the GAF solar stuff. When it comes to windows It can vary depending on the window that you choose. Now, if you're just going to do a plain white on white, you know, vinyl window, or if you're going to be looking at one of our higher end, you know, windows, which was what most of our customers pick, our Infinity window, you know, in that $1,000 to $2,000 an opening isn't, depending on if, how much we're going to be doing with trim, if we're doing all the refinishing, if we're going to be adding wood to the inside, what the type of installation is on the outside. But here's the cool thing. All of our estimates are free. And whether we look at one window or 40, we will come out and we'll be able to put numbers to it in pretty quick order. Like usually that same day when we come out, we can talk to you about what we can do and when we can do it and what the costs are. And again, whether it's, Denny, we have some window projects that are going to be over, you know, 200 windows. We're looking at some multifamily associations and a couple of schools, believe it or not. And now think of this. If a school system has that much confidence in the windows that we install, and think about this. Some of these school systems are 30, 40, 50 years old, and now they're putting all new windows in. And it's up to us to make sure that these windows can last another 30, 40, 50 years, maybe even longer. Who knows? And especially if proper maintenance and upkeare is taken and on the building as a whole, we should be able to exceed what the windows that we built 40 years ago did. And that's our goal.
Wow. What a job. Wow.
Yeah. It's kind of neat. But again, we owe it to the good folks at Marvin. I mean, look at the product that they made. If we weren't installing such an awesome product, and then maybe these opportunities wouldn't be there. And couple that with my installation crews. I mean, our window people have been with us a long time. And you've met a few of them, Denny. And these people are true craftsmen. Like, they're really, really good at what they do. And so we're excited. We're going to be on some big projects and get to work in the same place for a couple, 3 weeks. It's always fun.
Not only good people, but friendly as well. You know, I mean, we know that.
Yeah.
Great.
You know, we had our company meeting this past week, and we had a 27-year anniversary, a 20-year anniversary, a 10-year anniversary, a 5-year anniversary, and a few in between. We celebrate the milestones, the 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. But,
sure.
I mean, 27 years, Denny. That's just always humbling every month when we go through that list.
Says a lot. Still a family-run business.
It is. Getting to be fewer of us, for sure.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right. Another phone call coming in. Cheryl, I believe, calling in from Coon Rapids. Cheryl, good morning. What is your question for Andy?
Good morning. I'm calling to find out what is the best way to find custom color caulk for my new siding.
If you go online and look at quad caulking by OSI, you should be able to find color match caulking. And I don't know if it's available online, but a lot of box stores will have it as well. If you can somehow bring a piece of the siding in, know that I would test it if you could. Sometimes just like looking at the tube, you might not know. Like, we know what colors go with what color siding that we offer. And our manufacturer's LP will tell us what color caulking that we're going to be installing with that siding. So we get the best color match that we possibly can. But OSI quad caulking is one of the better ones out there. And when it comes to caulking, glues, bathroom, inside, interior, exterior, the folks at Henkel know what they're doing. And I think if you were to look at the product line that they have, Denny, if you recall, I want to say, you know, 10, 12, maybe even 15 years ago, somewhere a long time ago, I was in a peer networking group, and a representative from Henkel was part of that group, and they came on the radio show, and I didn't believe we could talk for that long about glue and caulking and epoxies and you name it. But boy, oh boy, they know their way around adhesives and things of that nature, and we use a lot of their stuff.
Now, what would the homeowner purchasing this kind of stuff, what is the brand name, though?
OSI Quad Caulking.
OSI. Yeah. Yeah. Been around. Lots of tons of products, right?
Tons of products.
Yeah. All right, let's grab another phone call. I do believe Steve is checking in from Stillwater this morning. Steve, good morning. What is your question for Andy? Hi, Steve.
Hello. Hey. Yeah, I had a question whether Linda does kitchen remodeling, cabinet installation, that type of stuff.
You know, currently we're not taking on any type of kitchen remodeling. We've just been too busy in that department taking care of what we already have out there. So right now we're not looking at any more, you know, for the most part, interior work. It's something that we just are offering to our current base. And, you know, just not, we're too busy with other projects as it is right now.
Yeah, for sure. Now, this text came in. By the way, if you have any kind of a home improvement question, you can certainly phone it in or you can text it in. Same number, 651-461-9226. Deck steps are slippery, texter says, when wet. What kind of tread do you suggest we add? What, if anything, what can be done with a slippery a deck step?
You know, there's adhesive tread that I'm sure you can add. Sometimes it's not long lasting. There's also coatings. I'm sure you can look at installing on that tread, but I'd want to know what I ended up doing is changing my deck steps to millboard because I had a similar issue that the composite decking and sometimes even cedar if it's you know old or you know it's got a mildew on it you know and every time it gets wet it'll be slippery. So sometimes just cleaning it and resealing it can get rid of that if it's you're talking about a wood deck. But some of the composite decking, the way it retains heat, it lends itself to frosting up more this time of year. So it can be pretty slippery in the morning if it gets wet or it has a little bit of frost on it or even dew. And that was the case with my Zuri deck. And I replaced it with the millboard deck and haven't had the problem since.
But you can't do – I was thinking what I did years ago on our basement steps, which is obviously interior and doesn't get rain or snow – so I put that 3M black, almost like sandpaper type of stuff. But you can't do that on an outdoor deck, right?
You know, they make it for it can go on the outside. It's just not going to last as long. So you're going to be redoing it eventually, especially if you're shoveling the area or anything like that. It's going to be more, you know, the sun and the winter that make it not last. But will it make it better for the time being as long as you're upkeeping it and replacing it as needed? Yeah, I mean, it's not expensive, that adhesive stuff. So, you know, getting some of it and having a little extra around isn't probably the worst thing in the world. Aesthetically, it's not that great, but it's
safety,
better than falling
yes.
down your steps, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we get this question from time to time, Andy, about stucco repair. What do you recommend as far as Linda's doing stucco repair or others? We've got some good companies out there, too, don't we?
You know, we don't run into this a ton, and we don't handle it ourselves. I know Donnelly has done some decent work. But if you were to go online, just like anything, go online or go to the local home builders association and do your research and get a couple estimates and go from there. But I've heard this a couple of times lately. I think people are struggling getting stucco people out for repairs because they're so busy with maybe, you know, complete jobs. But that's a mistake I think most contractors make. That's why there's never been a minimum really for Lindus. We'll look at, you know, certain times a year, some projects we'd have a minimum. But nowadays, we'll do all sorts of repairs, you name it. We're not afraid because we know if we can do one thing at the house, you're going to like us so much. Every time you need a home improvement, you'll at least call us and let us take a look at it.
Excellent.
You're going to like us so much. Every time you need a home improvement, you'll at least call us and let us take a look at it.
Excellent. That's for sure. Andy, let's take a break. A quick one. Reminding our listeners, we still have time for your home improvement question by phone or text, 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, what a beautiful Saturday morning. 59 degrees right now, heading for 75. And Mother's Day tomorrow, maybe a chance of showers, but highs near 84. Again, 59 degrees in the Twin Cities from News Talk 830. This is WCCO. And welcome back to the remaining minutes of our home improvement show. By the way, we're here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour welcoming your home improvement questions for Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. I know we have some text messages to field, Andy, but let's grab a phone call. I think Ray in Brooklyn Park has been waiting there. Ray, thank you. What is your question?
We had a house built in the 70s, and they used factory-built trusses in the attics. I'm wondering if Andy has ever gone back and sistered additional supports to those so that the internal webbing could be removed and you'd have a little more storage space.
We've done some remodeling in attics before for that specific purpose, and sometimes it's rebuilding the trusses or adding some of them and sistering some in. Usually it's done in conjunction with some roofing because there's going to be some resheeting maybe involved. So there's some other things that we're doing, but we have done that in the past. But attics as a whole, not a great spot for storage because usually when we look at those spaces, it's barely enough room to put the proper amount of insulation and ventilation in. So, but maybe you're doing it in conjunction with a spray foam and you're going to make this a heated space, a conditioned space, and then that's a different story. We can talk about the pros and cons of that. But yeah, we have done that in the past, and it is doable. But more often than not, it's the costs and the benefits aren't enough for people to pull the trigger. But we have done it once or twice.
Andy, once in a while, every so often, we get questions about bathtubs, old bathtubs. Mm-hmm. This one, a texter says, I'm wondering if you do refinishing of cast iron bathtubs and if it's worth the cost versus a new tub. What have you run across in your experience?
I have seen a couple of them refinished, and, you know, the character that some of those tubs have are it's very hard to repeat. So if it's something that you're willing to go down and research, it's not something that we do. But there are people out there. I don't know if the hard part is getting them on site. The ones I've seen refinished in site have been, you know, done by the homeowners, and are maybe not the best refinishing jobs. But I've seen some in showrooms, you know, old cast iron tubs that people have refinished, and they're trying to sell to a new home. And you know, those look, they're typically showstoppers. So, you know, it can be pretty awesome, but it's just not something I've looked into myself. I've seen it, but I can't recommend who or where. I'm assuming there's some online research you can do and go from there.
Another listener says this, I have some siding that tested to contain asbestos. Can I safely remove this myself?
You know, is that possible? Yeah, but I don't know. It's. I don't believe there's a difference between what he specifically or she is specifically saying, your crystalli. And I know, I think it's anything over 1%. You have to take steps. And when we run into it, we use a asbestos certified person that you know is certified in the area to remove it in a safe manner. Now, I think the word is fileable or unfileable, where, you know, like paper, you know, can turn into a powder and a dust a little bit easier under hand pressure, where siding and maybe roofing that contains asbestos won't do that. But if you cut it or drill into it or anything like that, it can be real hazardous to your health. And that specific amount is five times what's accepted. I believe it has to be under 1% to be expected. So I would look into... I believe the Minnesota Department of Health will be able to give you a list of people that can deal with asbestos. We've used Lindstrom Environmental in the past. I would talk to them and go from there. But yeah, luckily, you know, we stopped using this quite some time ago, so we don't run this nearly as much as we used to when it comes to siding, especially. We still run into it on the regular basis when it comes to attics, but we still have a pretty good shot when we test, like, say, vermiculite, Denny, in an attic. There's a couple of mines that we got vermiculite from in our area of the world, just didn't have the asbestos content. So we've had a couple of them come back negative where we can get rid of it normal. But we do have our fair share of that come back positive, and you know, it does add cost to the project to remove that stuff, but it's not healthy to breathe. It does cause cancer, so it's not bad to get it out of your home either.
A little over a minute to go, Andy. Maybe a quick one. Texter says, I just had a new roof put on this week. The ridge shingles edge facing into the wind. From what I know, they should be installed starting on the downwind side so the wind cannot grab the edge and blow it off. Should I have them redo those shingles?
You know, I have a conversation with your roofer about it and why they're installed that way. And depending on the warranty that you chose, you know, there should be a specific wind, you know, that warranty with the shingles. I'd look into that and verify that you have that you know, it has to blow X amount of mile an hour in order for any type of damage to happen. So usually if we've had a couple of wind claims over the past, if we do have a claim with GAF, it's been a wind claim and it's been a glue issue. But there is some thought process to the way you lay your ridge cap, but I'd have to know what else went into the roof and what type of roof it was. And usually there's a design and a reason why we do what we do for almost everything at Lindus, but I can't speak for this roofer himself.
And if you're interested in what Andy was talking about earlier, those solar shingles, advise our listeners to call this coming Monday, right? If they need a new roof, that might be a great option.
Absolutely. Give us a call. We'll gladly start to put numbers to it and tell you what's what and kind of go from there. Denny, the exciting part is you know, the Glenwood shingle is no longer available. We've exhausted every avenue of that we could to manufacture as much of that wonderful product as we possibly could, and we're out of it. And the solar option is about what it costs to put a Glenwood shingle on, and now you're generating power. So that's one of the reasons why we were okay maybe with Glenwood going away, because we knew the innovative people at GAF were going to be coming out with better and better stuff over the next few years.
That's so exciting. Andy, we got to run. Let's do this next week.
Sounds great, Denny. Thank you. Have a great day.
Andy, and happy Mother's Day tomorrow to all. 59 degrees in the Twin Cities, heading for 75. Denny Long, thank you, Dennis, and thank you for listening.